Welcome to the Black Screenwriter Podcast, Episode 2. What's up, people? It is me, the Black Screenwriter. Today is a Saturday, and it is raining. This weather on the East Coast, it's not necessarily the best. I wish I was in sunny California or sunny Miami or anywhere other than looking at this rain, and it's almost May. In any event, today we're going to talk a little bit about screenwriting and the craft and getting the, and not only finding your voice, but getting the methods and, you know, the way that you, the way that you put it down, the way that you start to get your story crafted, you know, the way that you write. So with me, and it's not about me, but, you know, I remember trying to figure out, you know, how, you know, to get the story down. Basically, you know, when I got going, you know, we all had these ideas that you figure, you know, this would be a great story, you know. So I remember I used to sit there in front of the laptop and, you know, you go so far, you start banging the ideas out, whether you're doing an outline or however you may, you know, begin your process. With me, I used to always just open the laptop up, you know, can't wait to get home to get this thing going. And you open the laptop up and you just type away, you know. But at some point, you run into the blinking cursor. So the cursor is just blinking and you're thinking and you're thinking and you're thinking and it's blinking and it's blinking and it's blinking. But what I'm, the reason I bring this up is because I found out that for me anyway, the way my process works now, it just doesn't work. I cannot sit in front of a laptop or a desktop or anything with that blinking cursor. I have to know what I'm putting into the, you know, my screenwriting program when I'm sitting there. So if I broke it down in percentages, I would say 95% of when I'm creating, 95% of it, I know what I'm putting into the program and onto the page. And 5% is sort of got to be thought out and worked out. As opposed to before when nothing was thought out, you know, other than what I, you know, kind of dreamed up until the point of sitting down. That's one thing. The other thing is I would sit there and, you know, I would type away, you know, I'm typing away. And then it gets to a point where, you know, let's say it's 2 o'clock in the morning and, you know, I've fallen asleep in front of the laptop. And then I look at the, you wake up and see the letter L like 100 times because your hand, you know, was down on the letter L or whatever. But what I'm getting at is the second thing after finding out the way that you like to put it on the page would be, you know, finding out when it's best for you to write. And what I found out is I'm best at 4:30, at the latest 5 a.m. is when I like to start. So I'll get going about, you know, because 3:30 or 4 is still the middle of the night to me. So I usually, I'll wake up, jump in the shower. And by the way, you know, any good writer usually takes 3-4 showers a day. It always feels good to have fresh underwears, if you guys know what I mean. So, you know, you jump up, take a shower, and I don't care that you just took a shower before you went to sleep. You should be waking up, taking a shower again. So you get up, you take a shower, you get down, and I don't know if you guys, you know, the ones that drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, I hope you don't smoke cigarettes. But smoking a little marijuana is okay. No, whatever, I'm just kidding. But you get your orange juice, whatever you need to kick off the morning. I think that everybody should start and finish the day with water. You know, water is a good substance to start the day with, and it's a good substance to finish it in your body. But you know, you come down with me anyway. I come down at, you know, get going at 4:30 in the morning. 5 is kind of pushing it, but I like to get going before 5. And you go, you know. With me, I'll jump on the open the program up, and I'll use my notes. And I'm usually looking at the notes, typing it in the program, looking at the notes, typing it in the program. Usually about 7:30, 8. Get the kids off to school, come back, maybe have a light, re-energizing breakfast, and boom, I'm back at it again till kids get out of school, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever. And usually I start wrapping things up. So in any event, what I'm getting at is me, I found out I'm most productive when I write between 4:30 a.m. and 3, 4 p.m. So 11, 10, 11 hours, sometime 12 hours. Those 12 hours of the day is where I'm most productive. I cannot write at 6 p.m., 7, you know, when it's the middle of the day or middle of the afternoon. I get sidetracked. There's too much going on. And it's just usually I write early in the morning up until the afternoon. Now, if you have a writing assignment or you got a deadline, I mean, you're gonna write as long as you can, but to me, the takeaway here is just make sure that you have, and you kind of know the best hours where you're productive. Because me personally, if I'm trying to write at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's just gonna be garbage, and I've experienced that. And in the early days, it was all about, man, I did 10 pages, man, I did 9 pages today, man. But if they're garbage, you know, and I don't buy into the just get it done. I think, you know, that was, you know, if that's floats your boat, cool. But I'm more about what I put on the page being as good as it can possibly be. And that's why I call myself a 24-hour writer. And what I mean by that is you don't necessarily have to be in front of your laptop or your device or your desktop to write a screenplay. I mean, if you wanted to write a screenplay and you have a subject locked down, you can be into that project all day long. You got to go to Target, keep a notepad with you. Ideas come around all the time, and you got to leave Target and go to the gas station, and then you're headed to a basketball game. You know, wherever you go, the point I'm making is you keep something, even if you type notes into your phone or whatever. You should be writing that screenplay, in other words, 24 hours a day. That way, when you get in front of your device, you write. You're not sitting there in front of a blinking cursor saying, now what am I gonna, you know? And again, man, that's a lot of it. It's just building it block by block. You know, as Will Smith said, you know, one brick at a time. So try it. You know, I think for these young writers, a lot of what they make into brain surgery is really just simple. It could be a lot simpler. Simple is, you know, less is more. And I just think you don't have to sit in front of a blinking cursor. And that's even for book authors or anybody. I think in other words, what I'm saying is the old-fashioned way of having a pen and a pad is the way that I write a screenplay. I only put it in the program when I know on paper what the hell the thing is going to be. And I can scratch it out, and I do scratch it out, but it's better than, again, I only get in front of the laptop when I'm trying to put down what I already wrote on paper, and kind of really just transferring over what I have on paper. And it's a lot more fun too, because you're just constantly working. So if I'm working 12 hours, then for the most part, I probably have about 60 pages of what I've written on a pad, maybe 40, maybe 30. For the most part, I usually, what I write on a pad, it usually be about 10, 12, 15 pages. And I do not go, in other words, if you tell people I write every day, it doesn't have to be on the laptop or on the device. It can be, I write every day, but it's in the pad, on the pad. Carry that pad around and you'll be productive with your story and, moving forward and putting it on a page. So with that, hope you guys enjoyed episode two. And I'm going to get my umbrella and I got to go take my son to get a haircut. And I probably need to get a haircut. I probably will get a haircut. Yeah. But yeah, going to take my son and get his haircut. Closing out in the news, a little bit of follow-up. Netflix, if you guys listen to episode one, Netflix and Cannes are at war. Who's winning? Who the hell knows? But Netflix did announce they were not taking any films to Cannes. And it's interesting because Cannes, the reason that they did this, if you listen to the last episode, and what I'll be doing is bringing up subjects, and you guys can always do a search. And if you want to know more about the subject, you can put Netflix Cannes in your search engine and boom, you'll get the phone book. But basically, Cannes is saying that if you don't have a theatrical release in France, then they won't show your movie and they don't care who you are. But Netflix is saying, well, if you're not gonna, show this movie A and movie B, then we're not gonna, the movie we're already gonna play, quote unquote, different things there. So that's kind of what's going on. It's escalated, so we'll see if any of that changes. So if you guys want to follow us, you can go to on Instagram at Scare the Police. That's at Scare the Police. That's CareThePolice, Scare the Police. What I do a lot of there is just post screenshots of articles that may interest people, whether politics, entertainment, sports, what have you. And it's up to the person. You can click on these screenshots in the article. But you can, if it interests you see a headline and say, oh man, I'm interested now. You can use that same caption, type it in, obviously, and such. You can also email us at info@, but then you guys don't email me. It's probably, I'll probably wait, because I'm probably going to get a dedicated email just for, well, you can email me at info@riskent.com. That's at riskent.com. So info@riskent.com. So, again, like I said, follow us on Instagram, at Scare Police, and that is episode two. Holla back. Thank you.